Local ASPCA puts the cat in catapult. This is 7 May 2006. I'm Zimulator for UNnews. Lawrence, Massachusetts. Three residents of nearby Andover were tragically killed and 47 injured early yesterday when hundreds of cats fell from the sky. Quote, "I haven't seen anything like this since I was in Tikrit," said Massachusetts State Police Sergeant Kathy Wenhampshire. Witnesses said it was all over in less than 5 minutes, but it seemed like hours. A Mrs. Gumby spoke to this reporter from her bed at Boston's Pacific Hospital. Quote, "I was doing a little mulching, you know, since we had the weather for it. First, the cap on my gazebo goes flying by my face, and I hear this terrible howling, so I ran into my house. Then the roof over my head goes bang, like a tree fell on it or something. Next thing I know, I've got this great seething hulk of fur crushing my windpipe. It was the darndest thing," unquote. A neighbor, who spoke on condition of synonymity, witnessed the carnage from the gigantic window in her great room, said, "God, it was awful. I mean, the hydrant was gushing, people running and screaming, cat shrapnel ripping into their flesh. Jesus, it gave me the creeps," unquote. The destruction began innocently enough with the Lawrence ASPCA's new policy on feline population control. A city councilor spoke anonymously. Quote, "Look, we don't have much of a city budget to begin with, you know. Just when we thought we'd have to outsource the job, old Bucky donated the trebuchet he'd built for the Haymarket Fair 20-odd years ago. We, meaning the city councilors, took it upon ourselves to save the city even more and fire those pussies off ourselves. I guess I shouldn't have gotten so liquored up beforehand, you know. I mean, a few belts fired our enthusiasm up, is all I can say," unquote. This reporter sadly knows what he means. Inebriated politicians seldom create so much havoc as was seen in this small-town neighborhood. Hazmat teams in full environmental containment suits mopped up the mess, hosed cat blood and entrails off victims, and began the slow process of decontaminating the two-block area. Quote, "Ultimately, I think this is going to become a Superfund cleanup site with federal aid coming in like gangbusters," unquote, says Rhode Island Congressman Patrick Kennedy, shortly before voting on the issue of passing out, quote, "Uncle Teddy," Ted Kennedy, Democratic Senator from Massachusetts, "should be pleased as a strong rum punch. Federal money coming in means a great party at the compound this summer," referring to the notorious Kennedy compound, organized crime headquarters east. Strippers, unquote. This has been Zimulator for UNnews. Good day. Technical assistance provided by some guy in dreadlocks smoking a big joint.